From Seoul, Korea, KBS World Radio News Today starts right now.
On today's broadcast, a box considered a major piece of evidence related to the Election Day ballot shortage is apparently missing. The government decides to dissolve the Army's Defense Counterintelligence Command, which played a key role in the 2024 martial law incident. And President Lee Jae-myung meets with Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever to discuss expanding bilateral trade relations and boosting cooperation between small and mid-sized companies in both countries. This is KBS World Radio News. I'm Daniel Choi. A box considered to be a major piece of evidence related to the ballot shortages that occurred during last Wednesday's local elections is apparently missing. On Wednesday, Judge Kim Ji-yeon of the Seoul Eastern District Court visited a voting center in Jamsil in Seoul's Songpa District and attempted to secure the box, which had been used to store unmarked ballots before voting started. The visit came a day after Judge Kim ordered the box to be preserved as evidence, accepting some but not all of the requests submitted by the Reform Party's Supreme Council member, Kim Jong-chul, who ran for mayor of Seoul last week. An official from the National Election Commission told KBS that the election watchdog picked up the box and is now trying to locate it. In a photograph taken Friday, a box believed to be the one the judge was looking for had a label marked 1,900 ballots, which is enough for 49.3% of all eligible voters in the district. The student councils of over a dozen universities across the nation have condemned the ballot shortages that occurred during last Wednesday's local elections and demanded remediation. Meanwhile, on Wednesday, a demonstration in front of a ballot counting center in Seoul entered its sixth day. Our Yun So-young has more.
The student councils of 18 universities across the nation issued declarations on Wednesday denouncing the ballot shortages at some polling stations last week, stressing that the people's right to vote guaranteed by the Constitution was violated by a state agency. Among the participating schools were Yonsei University, Gyeonggi University, Korea University, Seoul National University, Jeonbuk National University, and Busan National University. In their declarations, the students called for a parliamentary inspection and a special investigation into the ballot shortages while demanding punishment for those responsible. They also demanded remediation for the violation of voters' basic rights, as well as the structural reform of the National Election Commission. Meanwhile, a demonstration in front of a ballot counting center in Jamsil in Seoul's Songpa District protesting the ballot shortages entered its sixth day on Wednesday. Protesters are continuously blocking entrance to the SK Olympic Handball Gymnasium, which was the designated counting center in the district, disrupting the activities of sports organizations that use the gymnasium. The protesters claim ballot shortages violated their constitutional rights and are demanding a revote, with some also demanding that ballots be counted by hand. Yun So-hyang, KBS World Radio News.
The government has decided to dissolve the Army's Defense Counterintelligence Command and delegate its major functions to other agencies after it played a key role in former President Yoon Suk-yeol's martial law action in late 2024. Defense Minister An Kyu-baek announced on Wednesday that the command's anti-espionage, security inspection, and investigation duties will be delegated to other organizations. A new agency, tentatively named the Defense Counter-Espionage Headquarters, will take over its anti-espionage, defense industry intelligence, and cybersecurity functions. The Defense Ministry's Criminal Investigation Command will handle the investigatory duties and gain authorities over combined investigations under martial law, while the security inspection function will be handed over to another new body tentatively named the Defense Security Support Team. Other counterintelligence command functions, such as collecting various personnel information, will be abolished to prevent any organization from wielding absolute power within the military. President Lee Jae-myung has met with Belgian Prime Minister Bart De Wever for summit talks. At the meeting in Brussels on Wednesday, the two leaders shared views on ways to expand bilateral trade relations and boost cooperation between small and mid-sized companies. They also discussed ways to strengthen cooperation between educational institutions in both countries and promote future generation exchanges, all in a bid to expand the basis for Korean studies education in Europe. Wednesday marked the first South Korea-Belgium summit since the launch of the Lee Jae-myung administration. Lee is also scheduled to meet King Philip of Belgium on Wednesday. The main opposition People Power Party's three-term representative, Jeong Jeom-sik, has been elected the new party floor leader. During a general assembly of party lawmakers on Wednesday, Jeong won 55 votes in a runoff against four-term representative Kim Do-up, who secured 48 votes. The runoff came after a first round of voting in which none of the three candidates, including three-term representative Song Il-chung, obtained a majority. Following his election, Jeong said he would engrave deep in his heart the heavy and important responsibility his fellow representatives had entrusted to him, that of rebuilding the party and regaining the public's confidence. Jeong, who was backed by the party's mainstream and was once close to ousted President Yoon Suk-yeol, promised to fulfill his duties free of any influence from specific figures or factions. The Economist has quoted President Lee Jae-myung as saying North Korea will be even less inclined to give up its nuclear arsenal following the war in Iran. On Wednesday, the British Current Affairs Journal published its interview of Lee online, including this assessment. The report said that Lee, in keeping with Democratic Party tradition, has made every effort to reach out to North Korea, but that the reclusive state, which in recent years has taken to calling South Korea a hostile state and is now enjoying the fruits of a new alliance with Russia, has shown no interest in talking to the South. It then quoted Lee as saying U.S. President Donald Trump's unique personality can be very helpful in the current situation, without further elaboration. Because of large crowds expected to gather in downtown Seoul ahead of South Korea's first match at the FIFA World Cup in 2 days, city officials are urging citizens to use public transportation and take precautions to stay safe in the heat. The Seoul Metropolitan Government said it expects many people to gather in Gwanghwamun Square for public cheering events that will take place throughout the 2026 FIFA World Cup to support the national football team, whose first match will be held on Friday against Czechia. As the arrival of event-goers will coincide with morning commute hours, authorities are bracing for massive crowds and traffic jams across Gwanghwamun, Sejongdaero, and other major roads in the area, as well as nearby subway stations and bus stops. The city government said people who work in the affected areas should prepare for heavy congestion and plan ahead. In addition, as hot weather is expected, authorities are recommending that people who attend drink plenty of water and minimize sun exposure as much as possible. Lee Jung-hoo of the San Francisco Giants has set a record for the longest streak of hits by a South Korean player in Major League Baseball. The 27-year-old went 2-for-5 with two RBIs to continue his hitting streak to 17 games during a home game against the Washington Nationals at Oracle Park on Tuesday. It was also Lee's 22nd multi-hit game of the season. The Giants, however, lost to the Nationals 3-6. The previous record for South Korean batters was 16 consecutive MLB games set by Chu Shin-soo while playing for the Cincinnati Reds in 2013 and by Kim Ah-sung with the San Diego Padres in 2023. The national weather forecast shows areas in the central region and inland parts of the Chungcheong provinces and North Gyeongsang province may get between 5 and 30 millimeters of rain through Wednesday. Meanwhile, southern regions will continue to see mostly clear skies. On Thursday morning, low temperatures across the country will range from 12 to 18 degrees Celsius, while daytime highs will peak between 23 and 29 degrees. In Seoul, the temperatures will start at 16 degrees before warming up to a high of 26 degrees in the afternoon. And that's the news from KBS World Radio's News Center in Seoul. This has been Daniel Choi.